Okay, good morning. I'm not going to speak for very long. I'll do a video later. Unfortunately, right behind the camera, there is a river. On the other side of the river is a road, and at that road, somebody's doing roadworks, and there's a big generator. And tell me, anybody watching, tell me if you can hear horrible sounds of a generator going. It's not so bad. All right, well, we'll try and do a little bit. Tommy's incarceration yesterday. Tommy's done some great videos. I'm not going to go over the actual case. Just my high-level thoughts on it. The high-level thoughts are, of course, this is the first jailing of a journalist. Now, people don't want to admit that Tommy was acting as a journalist. They don't like what he was doing, but it was journalism. Now, did he make mistakes according to rules? Maybe, but it's clear from the sort of legalese that they literally changed the rules. You know, they literally said in court that the website that Tommy had looked at, which is got a foreword by the Lord Chief Justice, he can't rely on that. That's not an accurate statement of the law. So these people will just change the rules. The judge only became a judge a few weeks ago. The whole thing is a stitch up. I'm going to just point out that the thing that I think is the biggest part of this case, and which Tommy makes clear in some of the videos I've seen, and he said to the court, the reason why there is no central database of all the reporting restrictions on all the cases going on in the UK is because if they were to do that, I suspect, but I don't know because this database doesn't exist, that we would find out that by far and away, the largest number of cases that carry ridiculous reporting restrictions are Muslim rape gang trials. That's just a hunch. Can't disprove. Nope, none of you can disprove it. None of you can prove it. And when I say reporting restrictions, let's just look at this specific case. This was one massive trial that was split into three trials. Okay, I understand the reason for that. And then that gives the judge the opportunity to put reporting restrictions on ongoing reporting. What that means is that for this three trials of, I don't know, was it 40 defendants or whatever? You don't know the details. None of you can go out there and quickly find for me. There is some work in the local Leeds paper or the Humber, whatever, whichever paper it was that had a reporter in the court, but you will find minimal amounts of detail about the case because it was not reported contemporaneously. This is the point. This is what the reporting restriction achieved. You can't report the day-to-day happenings in court and say the trial continues. That's what happens. These cases are underreported. Now, yesterday and the day before, the policewoman from Rotherham, who is a character in the Three Girls drama, she's written a book, apparently, and Daily Mail has published two chapters of it. Read those chapters. It's terrifying. And there's the quote that I pulled out and tweeted from her Daily Mail and therefore her book was, she went to one of the higher-ups and said, and the guy says to her, what do you these girls will never go on to achieve anything. And in his opinion, these girls, remember, he's talking about indigenous girls who have been raped for years by Muslim men. He says, these girls will never amount to anything. In fact, they should have been drowned at birth. That is what you are fighting against. You're fighting against an establishment that actually thinks your children are worthless. I don't know how you beat that unless you change the establishment. That statement, I am shocked. Anyway, Tommy's inside. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how his wife and kids do it. That, you know, it's his kids losing their dad for the summer. How many, you don't have many childhoods in your summer. You know, it's a limited resource. And they lost, this is the second summer in a row that they've lost their dad. He was away all of last summer during the World Cup. He's going to be away for the next 9.5 weeks. It's another summer they've lost from their dad. That the state has taken. I mean, you can have all the AOC crap you like about splitting kids away from their families at the US border. and nobody gives a shit about Tommy and Tommy's kids. His PTSD will worsen. I'm going to be sending him a copy of Kay Wilson's book, which is the best explanation of what PTSD is, The Rage Less Traveled. Really read it. In fact, I think I'm going to check with Kay and we'll put a chapter or two of it on tr.news. Anyway, I don't want to go on more. The sound is pretty horrible. The whole thing physically made me sick yesterday. I'm just... Anyway, I'm humbled by the support that's shown for Tommy. I think it grows and grows. I don't think it diminishes. I think more and more people... Sargon's team did a great video with Tommy that I watched. Wow. Anyway, in the end, if Britain can change its elites, I don't know. But all of them. I mean, it's obviously... It's through the judiciary. It's through the police. It's through everything. And you're really up against it there to try and save your country. Anyway, I'm Brian of London. I am in the forest in Tel Aviv. Brianoflondon.me. My website is back up and running. It's testing a new thing called Squirrel. S-Q-R-L. It's a very novel login technology. Google Squirrel by Steve Gibson. You'll see. Anyway, Brianoflondon.me. Anything you can do to help out Tommy, send him an email. Go to email a prisoner. All his details are on the web. I'll put them out later again. And yeah, he loves to get emails when he's inside because he reads them. That's he's going to be on solitary probably because Belmarsh is full of jihadis. So, and I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous. Okay. Speak to you all soon, and thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend and Shabbat Shalom. Bye.